Hey, you. You want to let me in or what? Yeah, of course, I'm coming through your window. That's what I do every night. Here, you want a smoothie? I got you one. Blue, of course. The only acceptable flavor. You waiting for me? Come on, you can be honest. Isn't that what you do every night? You just sit here and wait for me to come knocking at your window? What are you doing in bed? What time is it? Yeah, look how early it is. You're just in bed already? Are you serious? What are you, 70 years old? You're supposed to be out there having fun right now. The night is still young, but instead you're sitting in bed, wasting the night away. I figured you would be. That's why I came here. And to my surprise, I'm right. On, get dressed. We're going out. Where? It's a surprise. You know I'm good with surprises, right? Come on. Are you serious? You're turning me down? Because you have work early tomorrow? Okay, so do I. I'm not gonna let that stop me from having fun. Don't be lame. I got a new bike. Yes, I did. I did. I've been telling you I want a bike for the longest time, haven't I? Look at it. It's so sexy. I've never gotten this much attention in my entire life. Not that I'm looking for it, but I mean, wow, this car is like a magnet. Well, not a car, but a bike. You get it. You heard that? Yeah, I might have been speeding a little bit. I mean, I'm getting carried away. It's a brand new bike, my first one. And I don't know, I feel so alive when I'm on it. So yeah, I might have been speeding a little bit. I know you hate when I do that. You're always lecturing me about it, like my parent. But I was careful. I didn't get caught by cops. That's all that matters. I'm gonna drive like a turtle if you come with me. I promise. I won't put you in that kind of danger. What then? Aww, are you worried about me? You're worried about me, aren't you? You're so cute. You don't have to worry about me, I was okay. I think. I'm kidding. I can handle myself. Well, it's really sweet that you're worried, actually. But you're worried in like a different way. It's cute. I've never seen you this way before. Now, are we gonna sit here and talk all night, or are you gonna get dressed and come with me? We're not gonna do anything crazy. Oh, you see that? Yeah, I may have gotten some new spray paint. What? I thought it would be fun if we did it again. Yeah, but this was so long ago. It was your first time spray painting walls and you didn't get caught. Isn't that what matters? The fact that you didn't get caught? Okay, you could have, but you didn't. Sure, we got chased by cops, but I told you I'm great at losing them, so. I will never let that happen. I stopped us from going to jail for one night. Okay, but you have to admit you were having fun. I could see it all over your face. I've never seen you look so alive. You can't tell me that thrill and that little bit of trouble didn't get you excited. Did it not make you feel, I don't know, alive? Like the fact that you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing? Okay, you're a terrible liar. It's funny how I can see right through you. I know a good spot. It's a new spot, and I'll make sure that we don't get caught. I'll never do that to you. Come on, you not trust me? Oh my god, I'm just gonna have to sit here all night and try to convince you, aren't I? Okay, well, I might as well sit on your bed then. I'm honestly so tired. I've had a long day today. Oh, you smell that? Yeah, I went for a smoke with my friends a couple of hours ago. I called you, told you to come hang out with us, but you didn't answer. So you saw my story. Why didn't you come? You would have had fun. We weren't really doing anything, just hanging out. What? Why are you saying that? No, my friends, they would love you. Wait, so you didn't hang out with us because you think they're too cool for you? Or that they think that you're lame? Are you serious? They're not like that. Just because you don't drive a bike and pull up with 10 million tattoos on your body doesn't mean that you're not cool. Why are you thinking this way? You're my friend. That's all that matters. And I love hanging out with you. Are you serious? I can't believe that's the reason you didn't show up. You haven't even met them. You're always avoiding meeting them because you think they're not gonna like you. You might find them the coolest people ever when you finally meet them. Maybe that's for the better. I mean, if you were to hang out with us, your parents would probably kill you. Please, they already think I'm this trouble child. They hate me. Okay, you're sweet, but you don't have to lie to me. I know they hate me. Why do you think I sneak through your window every night? Because if they find out that I'm coming over to your house, they'd literally kill you. Oh my God. Do you not remember that conversation they had with me once? I was only like, what, 13 years old? Yeah, they don't like the fact that you hang out with me. They think I have a bad reputation and that I'm gonna ruin yours. My gosh. Again, I think it's really sweet that you are lying to me, but I can see right through it. I'm not the kind of friend they want you to have. It doesn't bother me anymore. I've kind of accepted it, but honestly, I'm not gonna back down. I don't care. You're a grown adult. I mean, I'll always respect your parents, but I just can't stay away from you. I love being around you. What do you mean, why? Do I need a reason for that? Have you met yourself? You are like the one thing that's right in my life. I'm being so serious. You really are. Just being around you and hanging out with you here, it's like my favorite thing ever. You never make me feel judged. You always listen to me. You give me the greatest advice ever. Honestly, I don't know how you're friends with me. I mean, no one would ever look at us and expect that we would be friends. We're polar opposites, but opposites do attract in a way. I mean it. I really mean it. I don't give you a lot of compliments usually, so you better make the most of it now. I'm feeling nice. What? What do you mean I only do stuff like this when I'm going through something? Something reckless? Like buying a brand new bike? Well, I told you I've been thinking about it for a while. I just finally did it today. God. How do you know me so well? It's actually really annoying. Now it's like you can read me like a book. Shut up. It's nothing new. It's just another argument with my mom. She's being extra annoying lately. You know, we always fight about stupid things. She's never really the greatest mom, and I think today I just lost it. Yeah. I mean, she wants to talk to me about looking to settle down with somebody and be a housewife. What do I look like, a housewife? I mean, don't get me wrong, when I find somebody I like and I want to spend the rest of my life with them, obviously I'm gonna do things a wife would do. But she has this idea of me. She wants me to be a certain way, like how she was. And she's just always been so hard on me about it. She says the meanest things to get her point across, and I'm over it. I'm gonna move out. No, I'm already looking for a place. It's not that big of a deal. I just don't want to live with her anymore. She drives me insane. You should have seen her reaction when she saw my bike. Oh my God, she freaked out. Like, about to pull her hair out. To that point, it was so bad. So I left before she could get worse. Honestly, the fact that you noticed that is, I don't know, crazy. I don't know how you do that. It's like you have some kind of superhero ability or something. You can read people. Just me? Why? You pay attention to me? That's cute. See, this is what I mean when I say that you're so caring. Because you really are. You're just, I don't even know how you're real. And I don't know how you're friends with me either. You don't know how I'm friends with you? Are you kidding me? I'd be friends with you in any lifetime. Oh, you like my hair? I know I tried a new hairstyle today. I usually never put it up, but, well, I was feeling risky. I've never gotten this much attention in my life. It's like everybody likes it. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't. But I'm glad I did, because look, it shows off my jawline. My amazing sculpted jawline, of course. I like that shirt on you. I've never seen you wear it before. Is it new? A gift? From who? Oh, you're still friends with her? You guys been hanging out a lot lately? That's cool. She's the kind of girl your parents would want you to be friends with. Oh, please, she's so proper and perfect. I don't even think there's anything wrong with her. Just friends? Good. I don't know why I said good. I just, oh, I hate all this lovey-dovey stuff. I do. If you'd like her, you can tell me. You like someone else? Who do you like? You just said you like someone else, and now you're changing the subject. Tell me who you like. You have a crush and you haven't told me yet? I want to know. I'm nosy. You cannot do that. That is so evil. Okay, let me ask you this. Would I like her? A lot? What? Why would I like her a lot? You know, I'm very picky with the people I'm friends with, or the people I become friends with. So why do you think I'd love her? What's so great about this girl? Her personality? What's her personality like? Similar to mine. Well, I'd love to hear more about this girl. You'll save it for another time. Fine, I'll accept that. but only because I want you to get up and get dressed so that we can go out. We will not go spray painting, I promise. Just a little drive. You would love it. Plus, you need it. I know you've been a little stressed lately with work and stuff like that. What do you want to tell me? Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm trying not to let it get to me, the fact that your parents will never like me, but I mean, all that matters to me is that you like me. Maybe one day they will finally accept the fact that I'm friends with you. What do you mean? Really? So if I ever come knocking at your door and say, hey, I just want to come over for a little bit, they wouldn't freak out? Please. Fine, I'll take your word for it if you're so sure. Huh? Oh, this? It's nothing, it's just a small tattoo I got. It is cute, isn't it? What is it? Look at it. Pay close attention to it. Mm-hmm. What's the quote about? Yeah. You remember the book we read together? I know, I can't believe you made me read a book. But it was actually great. I loved it so much, this quote, that I ended up putting it on my arm. I'm surprised you noticed, it's so small. You really do pay attention to me, don't you? No, I've never had someone do that before. It's new, kind of a strange feeling. But I like it. Yeah. Just wear whatever you want. It's kind of chilly outside, so make sure you bundle up. Fine, I'll look away. I think. I won't look, unless you tell me to. I'm joking. Hurry up, I don't have all night. I'm getting kind of tired, honestly. I don't know what it is, but being in your room just instantly makes me want to sleep. It's a good thing. Yeah, whatever. Hurry up.